For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has rejected comments by the Philippines about its Victory Day celebrations and reaffirmed its commitment to world peace. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei said on Monday that the remarks are not even worthy of comment. Hong's remarks came after a statement from the Philippine Defense Ministry, which questioned why China displayed offensive weaponry at the parade on September 3rd. Hong Lei has also urged Japan to, quote, stop being ridiculous over its complaints about UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon attending the commemorative events in Beijing. Hong said the commemorations were held to remember history, pay tribute to the war dead, and cherish peace, and that there are important elements of the UN Charter. French President François Hollande has announced that he will visit China in early November to meet with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Hollande said on Monday during a press conference that France has full confidence in the Chinese government to tackle economic issues. He also added that China will play a major role in the upcoming climate talks in Paris. Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz will pay a state visit to China from September 9th to 16th at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Aziz will also attend the opening ceremony of the China Arab States Expo to be held in Yinchuan, capital city of Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region in northwest China. Police in northwest China's Gansu province have detained two people for damaging the Great Wall. In an inspection tour in mid-August, the Gansu Cultural Relics Bureau found that holes had been dug under seven towers along the wall in Jingtai County. Detention of two people came after staff with the bureau informed local police. Police suspect they had been digging for gold. Damaging historical structures is a crime in China. Perpetrators face fines or prison terms. Stretching over 69 kilometers, the Jingtai stretch of the Great Wall was built about 400 years ago and is under state protection. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a snap inspection of the country's Central Military District troops, which is expected to end on September 12th. According to an online report released by the Defense Ministry, the inspection is aimed at testing the combat readiness of troops and the coordination work of various ministries and agencies in wartime. The Central Military District is Russia's biggest one, occupying more than 40% of the country's territory. A foreign suspect involved in the deadly Bangkok bombing has admitted to having handed a bomb to a yellow-shirted man suspected to be the bomber. According to local media reports, the suspect told investigators that he had been ordered by the mastermind to buy bomb-making materials from the internet and make the bomb. The suspect, whose nationality is yet to be confirmed, was apprehended on September 1st in Thailand's Sakhio province near the border of Cambodia. The Erewhon Shrine blast left 20 people dead and more than 120 others injured on August 17th. Rescuers have discovered 61 bodies after a boat carrying Indonesian workers capsized in waters off Malaysia on Thursday. An official in charge of the Indonesian National Search and Rescue Office confirmed on Monday that 20 others were rescued. The wooden boat was believed to be carrying about 70 migrant workers and heading for Indonesia. It capsized off Malaysia's western coast early on Thursday morning. Some 15 police personnel were feared killed overnight Sunday after coalition forces mistakenly attacked their vehicles in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand. Local officials said on Monday that an eight-vehicle convoy was mistakenly attacked by NATO-led forces' warplanes, causing 15 police to be killed and four others wounded. An investigation has been launched into the incident. Further details are still forthcoming amid the absence of official statements. The German government has decided to free up an additional 3 billion euros for federal, states, and municipalities to help cope with this year's record influx of refugees and migrants. Chancellor Angela Merkel and her coalition partner have issued the statement at a high-level meeting and also agreed on a series of other measures, such as speeding up asylum procedures and facilitating the construction of asylum shelters. The statement said that in addition to the 3 billion euro for states and municipalities, the government is planning to free up an additional 3 billion euro to fund its own expenses, such as paying benefits for asylum seekers. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has announced that his country will resettle a significant number of refugees from Syria this year. Abbott told the Australian Parliament that he would have more to say about numbers tomorrow after receiving reports from Immigration Minister Peter Dutton about the refugee crisis from Syria. The opposition Labour Party, meanwhile, called for an additional 10,000 refugee spots to help the world cope with the ongoing humanitarian crisis. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.